Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, Blog Talk Radio? This is Ms. Trey That Gym, and you are listening to Be Empowered by Ms. Trey That Gym. Today, of course, is the last roundup of Entrepreneur May. Tonight's guest is going to be Carrie Anthony. She's an author of Sexploitation and also co-pastor of Kingdom at Hand. She is really good with helping to talk about branding and merchandising because she's going beyond just a ministry thing. She wants to bring in some beauty products into her brand and things like that. So we're going to talk to her. Also, tonight, I have the president of Vet Gym Enterprises in the building. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
So before we get into, of course, having Carrie Anthony talk about her book, Sexploitation, and different branding and merchandising things, we're going to talk a little bit about what's coming up with Vet Gym Enterprises. Here you go, Big Ant, another one, Jen.
What's going on, Law Talk? Allow me to reintroduce myself. I am Big Ant, the number one gent, and as you heard, I am currently, the president of Vet Gym Enterprises. And so what I want to let you know is that we got a couple of events coming up that you don't want to miss. If you're in the Chicagoland area, Indiana area, Wisconsin, wherever you're coming from, you do not want to miss these events. First up, July 15th, we have the Denim and Diamonds event, which is going to be off the chain. We have some awesome vendors that's going to be coming out. We have the one and only Ms. Trey That Gym, the author of Empowering the Diamond Within. And if you have not gotten that book yet, what you waiting on? What are you waiting on? You need to pick up that book, and you need to read it, and you need to get it. Also, in that same event, we have Carrie Anthony, which is the author of Exploitation. They're going to come, and they're going to deal. The title is Love, Power, Money, Respect, all that good stuff. And so they're going to kind of know I got all that wrong. I'm excited. So since I'm so excited, y'all need to be there. And so they're going to talk about sex, power, money, and respect. And so that's something that they're going to be doing. And we're going to have a man-up session. So men, come on now, bring your ladies, and let's get empowered. And also in August, be on the lookout for that gym expo. More details are coming up, but you don't want to miss it. If you have, make sure you go like the Facebook page tonight, not later, right now. You can get caught up on everything. If you want Ms. Trey That Gym to come out and do an empowerment party, www.teamthatgym.com. Email us. Let us know when you want us and when you want us, and we go be there. You know what I'm saying?
You just gave y'all a website. Actually, it is teamthatgym@yahoo.com. So we're going to go ahead. I already told y'all who we having tonight. Carrie Anthony, the author of Sexploitation, co-pastor of Kingdom at Hand Ministries in Chicago. When I tell you this apostle, he is on fire for the Lord. She is. We're going to talk a little bit about some upcoming ideas that she has for branding herself far as outside of just having the ministry stuff and she's all about beauty. If y'all know her, y'all know that they stay beat, honey. How you doing tonight? Well, I guess she can't hear me. Let's try that again. How you doing tonight? Well, I guess you're going to have to unmute yourself. Carrie Anthony, Apostle, I can't hear you. You can actually. I can't hear you, though. So do me a favor and just call back in. Okay, and also it's called Love. what you call it? It's called Love, Sex, Money, and Respect. And the topic that I'm going to be dealing with is going to be money and respect. And she's going to be dealing with, of course, love and sex, because, of course, you know, with a book called Sexploitation, you got to do what you got to do, okay? So, yeah, she's going to be talking about that. Y'all got to go to, I think her book is available on Amazon and also Barnes & Noble. What's happening tonight?
I am well. How about you all?
Amazing. I'm like, okay, we're not going to have these technical difficulties going on now. All
yes,
right.
And
so,
of course.
Go for it. I didn't hear you.
I said, yeah, yes, and of course. I was like, hello? My name is Apostle Carrie Anthony. Hello? My name is Apostle Carrie Anthony of Kingdom at Hand International Ministries.
So we want to, well, let's dive right on in. So what made you write the book Sexploitation?
Well, there are several compensating factors, such as my past with all things dealing with sexuality is not the squeakiest, and it was not really taught in church, you know, how to get free from it, or how to get untangled from the yokes of that bondage, or no one ever broke it down and made it very plain. Like, you get engaged in lust and pornography and in all different sorts of things, and I would feel bad, but not understand a reason why I would feel bad. And then coming to understand things from my childhood that, you know, took place, you know, that the church never dealt with. You know, it's like, oh, sweet molestation and rape under the rug. We can't really talk about that. When, in fact, literally, most of the kids in the 80s, 70s, 80s, and 90s have been molested while their parents were at work. And no one's going to talk about it. We just going to keep sweeping it under the rug like we did in the 50s, 60s, and you know, no one's healed. Everyone has sexual addiction, sexual trauma. And, you know, we're going to dance and shout inside of the church scene and go home and still struggle with the same demons. And I got really tired of that. And I wanted to bring voice to that kingdom to tear it down. Like, we can't be pretty when we're talking about sexuality. We can't, you know, try to sugarcoat things. And because me and of myself, since, you know, speaking of Brandon,
yeah,
this is the second compensating factor. Me and of myself, I'm kind of wild. Like, I'm not necessarily a rebel, but I am a wild child. So if I took how I preached, if I take how I act in person and then couple it with the way that I look, and for those that know who I am, I'm always beat, you know, heels on,
yes,
purple hair right now. Long nails, I've grown my nails out and shaped them. You know, it's just like this, okay, if this is who I am, wild, and even, you know, in regular conversation, whatever just hangs out, I just let it hang out. You know, I'm that friend that doesn't have that much couth. I have to find out that,
right,
why can't I implement that inside of branding Sexploitation? Why can't,
exactly,
I be completely authentic, tell it like it really is? Because the Bible says, whom the Son says is free indeed. So why can't I just tell it like it really is, so we all can be free in Him, so we all can understand how we got in and how we getting out, how we got in and now we out. And so now not only am I out, now let's get other people out and let us deal wholly with this generation. Like, there's more homosexuality in this generation. There's more transgender, and it's just more. Everything's more. And I found out that in the church, if we don't come up in technology, if we don't come up in branding, if we don't come up in our entrepreneurship, the church is going to suffer. The church, the institution of the church is going to suffer. And so it was just like, you know what, if I'm completely a wild child, let's just write this book and make it as wild as possible, and let's not hold any bars back any longer, because we see we're holding bars takes us all. when we don't answer the proper questions, we don't ask the proper questions, when we don't be authentic in answering questions, everyone stays bound. It's just like the kid inside of school that never raised a hand, but they're struggling with the classwork. You're struggling with
Absolutely.
The coursework, but you refuse to raise your hand, and now you're failing. And the church, we have to stop doing it at large. We also have to change the face of the church. You know, when we're dealing with sex and stuff like that, we can't just be this prim, proper, oh, my God, her dress, her hemline is 2 inches above her knees. We got to stop all of that, okay? Why exactly is the hem too short? Is there a trauma there? Is there something with her identity there? Because the whole person, the person in total, we are the sum total of our sexuality. This is why when we find out, you know, or when we start dealing with heterosexual versus homosexual, we start seeing certain traits arise because, and this trait is, but this is who I am. Because you're the sum total of whatever your sexual prowess is. So if you're the sum total of your sexual prowess, let's deal with the heart then. So if her hem is short, let's ask some pointed questions. You want a man? And we got to
keep it
real.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like,
so with that
what you trying to track?
With that being said, so sexploitation was birthed out of a place where you've seen a church, you felt like being, let's just be honest, fake and phony when it came to talking about the topic of sex.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
And that's good there. That's good because for me, I've seen where if sex was discussed, it felt like it was discussed pervertedly because the pastor was mad because his wife wasn't giving him none, so he preaching against all the women in the church that's married, thinking that they're not giving their husbands none, okay? So I've seen that angle versus, okay, bruh, sit down and have a conversation with your wife. Everybody ain't having that issue in their marriage. They giving it up to their husband. Come on, somebody. Your body is your own. So, you know, then you got a church full of single people, maybe 3 couples, and you talking over the pulpit about how your wife ain't giving you none. Excuse me. That's going to have women coming after you trying to say, hey, I'm sensitive. She ain't, you know. So I'll
come on.
Where it's been discussed in that aspect of it. Never really the aspect of, like you said, okay, let's deal with the fact that I was molested at 2 by my babysitter. About time I was 10, it was still going on. My body responded, and I liked it. Now tell me how to deal with that. You see what I'm saying? Let's talk about the real thing. The guilt and the shame can come because I didn't know I was supposed to feel guilty and shameful until I got old enough to realize Uncle Johnny touching me ain't right, if that makes sense. And a lot of angles of it, a lot of people don't want to, like you said, deal with it in a real matter to say, hey, this is what's been going on, this is what's happening, how do I deal with that? Absolutely, I agree with that. Also, with dealing with that, because, you know, you got that scribe's anointing because you're working on your master's degree, which is, congratulations, it looked like you finished writing your thesis. How did that come out?
The most intense season ever. It's 96 pages, but I really feel like it's going to be very good. Like, I had talked to the provost of my school to get the rights of the thesis so I could go in and publish it. And she was like, you better publish this stuff because the crux of it looks very scholarly. I mean, the research was intense to find out how people felt about prayer at large, to find out how people think about God at large and try to juxtapose the mind to say, you know, God is sovereign, and so we have to come to his level in relationship with him in order for our prayers and our intercessions to be met with answers and intervention. So I'm pretty esteemed of this writing. It was a month of intense writing.
Well, okay, now, since you have been really working towards that, you've been, I've noticed, building a brand. And I want you to share a little bit about how you've been researching, because we talked for a long time about that, how you've been researching, figuring out how to brand yourself. If there's some pointers you can give people tonight about how to really brand yourself, and like, and we talked about a little bit about merchandising. You don't have to really talk about it too much because I know you want to get into the beauty industry of it all too. Go ahead, do your thing. Talk about it.
Well, I found out that how you look plus how you act equals your brand. And so a lot of times, you know, we don't package the deal properly. If I'm flamboyant in person, you know, I say what comes to mind, I'm gregarious, outspoken, I have to change my hair. You know what I mean? I have to change my appearance. I had to learn how to do makeup. I had to learn heels. I've been wearing heels since I was 12, so we're not going to get into that. I had to get into, you know, into fashion. You know, I had to begin to understand what my personal style is. Everyone has a personal style. The saying is, when fashion fades, style is forever. So I had to find out what is my personal style. You know, I kind of like romantic plus real ladylike, but very flamboyant, you know. So I have to come out inside of my appearance, you know, and really shine inside of my appearance. Okay, so let's change something. I like colored hair, but for the longest, I was scared to try different colored hairs. Okay, so now I try on some purple hair. I realize I like the purple hair. Okay, I can package the purple hair because in my authenticity and when I speak and how I act and how I behave, it matches that. So we always have to match our speech to our appearance. And a lot of times, yes, in order to produce that complete package deal, we have to arise, or we have to calm down some. You know, if some people are you know, they're teachers or whatever, you got to calm down. You could be streamlined in your appearance. You can, you know, ties and scarves and blouses and pants, you know, loafers. It's just a whole package deal. And so I found out that through branding, when you're doing a package deal, then it has to be streamlined across the board. So rarely will you find me out of my house not beat head to foot, even if it's just a basic errand, because I learned something. Yes, because if you run into somebody that knows your brand but you looking messy, it takes away from the respect, and it takes away from the drive to find out about this particular brand. So I had to come out of, you know, well, I'm just going to Walmart. Let me just put, nope, no more. I'm going to Walmart. I am beat. I got my purple hair going. I you know, my nails stayed done pretty much because, you know, I learned from Trey that you know how to do these nails on YouTube. But I definitely have to say everything has to be streamlined, okay? I have to start taking better care of my personal skin. So I have to start doing the body butters and the body softles and the body body polishes and you know, the face mask, you know, everything to make sure that this package deal is a complete package deal at all times, no matter where I'm going.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. And that's true. A lot of us, we forget the fact that we are our brand. We are what people see. If that gym enterprise, I am Miss Trey at gym, so that gym enterprise has got to be diamond status. It got to be a certain, I guess, like you said, when I step out, oh, wow. Like, I've had people say to me, oh, you actually look like your pictures, like as if I use filters or something. I'm like, yeah. What I put out there. Oh, you look just how you're doing the videos. One of the girls see me downtown. You look like you're doing your videos. Like, I think I should. It's me, ain't it? You know, so like you said, when you step out, you should be, like you said, ready. You gotta, you don't have to stay behind. Get ready. I always ready. You know, stay ready. You know, grandma told me that. Stay ready, so you don't have to get ready, girl. Now, I want you to talk a little bit about, because I know you've been researching a lot because you want to get into the beauty industry. And what I love about you is that you just don't limit yourself to ministry stuff. You've realized mm-hmm. that if I build a brand, I can have several streams of income. So I
yes.
know you've been looking into merchandising and getting into the beauty industry, and I know you're working on it now, so you don't really have to share a whole lot, but share enough where you can sow a seed to help people when it comes to merchandising and breaking the breaking that barrier of saying, listen, I'm just ministry and that's that. No, I can merchandise as well. So talk a little bit about that for me.
I had to find out that inside of the body of Christ, we get so caught inside of this bubble where it's preach, church, go home. And a lot of times, you know, I've been doing ministry for a long time. So I come to find out that there's actually some groundwork, some work you put in. You don't just get in and then, boom, your ministry blow up and bam, you know. That's a finite way to look at that. You have to have something else going on. So what I found out is, you know what, let me get educated. Let me get these degrees popping. Let me research other things, because I feel like the Bible says let the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Well, if we in the church shouting and dancing, who's infiltrating the world and making them Jesus Christ? It's like, okay, so we have all these brands. We got Victoria's Secret, we have MAC, we have NARS, we have drugstore brands, Kylie and all these different brands, but they're not representatives of the Lord Savior Jesus Christ. They're representative of the God of mammon and substance. So we have to begin to infiltrate that. We have to begin to break through into that arena. I feel like God's name needs to be inside of beauty, period. Some kind of way, his breath, his imprint needs to be inside of beauty. We cannot just go to church and look like death warmed over. You know what I'm saying?
Because we're going to meet a king over kings and the Lord of lords. We're supposed to come looking like royalty. Come on, somebody. The reason
yes.
why Esther got favor was because Esther, the king, looked at her and he said, oh, wait a minute now. It was
come
how she
on.
Looked that got her seat in front of the king. Come on and talk about it.
Yes. And we have to change that face. So my thing is, okay, let me get my stuff in order and prepare to start to take over that mountain of cosmetics, that culture of cosmetics and beauty. Let me find, you know, research. Okay, research, there are some brands that are Christian-founded, but you won't know by the way that they're packaged or by their name. So I have to say, you know what? Well, guess what? They don't know that this is God's. And they're going to know that it's okay to be beautiful because God, they said, worship him in the beauty of holiness. That means that God is beautiful. So we can no longer just worship him with a dry face, crusty lips, dry skin. Your man go to touch you at night, he got rough skin next to him in a bed, you know, all of that kind of stuff. I just found out that exfoliate, okay, and put some body butter on your body. But why will we continuously go to Victoria's Secret's and let that be that is the premier beauty industry in the beauty industry, Victoria's Secret. You would think they just premier inside of, you know, underwear, lingerie, but they have literally taken over the beauty market. Why? Because they packaged a brand and a deal with something that deals with sensuality and making yourself look like something. Making yourself beautiful, making yourself soft. And so I was like, you know what? I did an instant research on Victoria's Secrets, and I found out some of their secrets, okay? Because you got to know this stuff. This guy, it was a man that founded Victoria's Secrets, a man that wanted to see what a woman looks like. It came out of a perverse imagination, basically. And so for me, it was like a man did that.
Yeah, that's the secret.
It was like, wait a minute, you know, I don't like it. So how come us women don't know what we should look like? How come we don't have vision for what we should look like? Okay, let me go ahead and read Victoria's Secret's vision. It just struck me as, okay, they're captivating customer experiences with long-term loyalty and deliver sustained growth for shareholders. They believe in quality in all areas of their projects. They believe in justice towards their personnel, both in treatment and in allocation of the activities to be performed. I mean, so they don't treat they
so basically what you're saying is, in order to merchandise, or get into merchandising, you got to do your research. You got to do your homework. You got to do the legwork. Get out there and make it happen. But you first got to do your research, do the legwork, figure out what other brands who are at the top have done and try to get there by saying, okay, now write the vision, make it plain, so who that read it will run with.
Yes, and you should see, okay, so I did so much research that I went and actually opened up a credit card account through them. I'm very careful with my credit, okay? That's number one. But number two, it was like, well, let me try to get the inside out. So I opened up a card account with them. And
so with that being said, we're gonna have to have you on again. So we got to get all into this merchandising and how to really talk about it. But how can people really get in contact with you, buy the book, all that good stuff? Run it down for me.
You can get in contact with me on Facebook, Carrie, C-A-R-R-I-E, Benton, B-E-T-T-O-N, hyphen, Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y. You can go to my like page or you can go follow my personal page because my personal page is at 5,000. Every now and then y'all do a purge and take it down to like 4,975, but it stays like that friend box stays full. So you can find my page, like it, and I'll still communicate with you through the like page. I'm on Twitter, Carrie TBA. I'm on Snapchat, Carrie TBA. You can email me personally at kingdomathand@gmail.com. I could also be reached, I'm right in Chicago, 872-529-5446. And I'm at church on Sunday, 601 West 120th Street at 3:30 p.m. in Chicago, Illinois. I can be met in person. That's just fine with me. And as well, you can buy the book Sexploitation on Amazon.com. Just in the search bar, look up Sexploitation, what the church won't tell you about lust, sex, and temptation.
All right. Thank you so much for being on today. Let's get real quick into this empowerment moment. And it's so funny that we were talking about research. I really want to stress to you, anytime you're getting into any business, you have to do the legwork, and it's all about building your brand. When you build your brand, when you're building a brand, you have to, it's simple as social media now. Social media is so king. Let me tell you this. Social media can get you places you've never been before. Social media can help you reach places you've never been before. And guess what? It's free.com, but it is a technique to it, and I'm even learning it. I'm realizing that if I miss trade that gym over here, I miss trade that gym here, I miss trade that gym here, I'm gym spot here. When you build a brand, everything has to line up to it, your website, all of that. And like she said, you got to stay ready. Get ready. So with that being said, I want to empower you today. I want to let you know that not only are you looking, you've been out there looking and searching for someone to help you build your brand. Today is the day for you to build your own brand. Sit down, do the research, do the legwork. You got this. Do not wait another day. This is your time. This is your moment for you to get up, dust that vision off, and get to it. Now, maybe when you started before, you didn't have the information that's been given to you by these entrepreneurs that have been on for Entrepreneur May. But I want to let you know, each one have given you nuggets. And the very nugget that you got tonight was take the time to do the research. And don't just research companies that did make it and then think that you can't make it. Take the time to research companies like she did that are at the top of their game, that have a model that works. And guess what? You can make it work for you. But the way you do that is you tap into your own personal passion, that thing that motivates you and moves you. This has been your Empowerment Moment by Ms. Trey That Gym. Don't forget to go to CarrieTeresa.com and check her out. I'm telling you, y'all, she is amazing. That face stays beat. I can't wait to see her beauty brand hit the shelves And when it do, y'all better run and go get it. Also, go to Amazon and get Sexploitation. This is a book you really want to take the time and read, and just children and family. Also, I wouldn't be remiss if I don't tell you to go to Amazon and get Empowering the Diamond Within. I talk about branding in that book as well. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have joy, love, and be empowered in the 2017. You be blessed.